Rabbi Mazal teaches us that a Jew who tries to look for Jews who are distant from Hashem and to bring them close to Hashem, the Torah refers to this in a pasuk, Im toitzi yokor mi zoylel. Zoylel means something cheap, something insignificant, unimportant. When a Jew becomes distant from Hashem, when they're not living with Hashem, they're disconnected totally from Hashem, they're forfeiting their significance. What makes us significant? Yisrael, we are called Am Yisrael because we're plugged into Kael, we're plugged into Hashem. To the degree that a Jew, chas v'shalom, is not aware of that, or chas v'shalom intentionally pulls the plug, I don't want to be connected, to that degree, that person is putting themselves in this darkness, in this zilusa. The pasuk says in Toitzi Yokor, if a Jew can take zoylel, something cheap, and turn it into something precious, yikor, Hashem says, then you're like me. You're mamish the closest thing to me. That brings me the greatest joy and excitement of all. And Rabbi Nazal says in chapter 14 in Likutei Maharan that the word yokor there, yokor is the same letters as keri, that this again is one of the greatest ways that the person rectifies for themselves and for Klal Yisrael this sin of Pegam HaBris. We know that one of the most exciting statements in the Megillah on Purim, which the whole congregation says together, that once Mordechai and Esther succeeded in bringing about the complete downfall of Haman Amalek, the Torah says then, LaYehudim hoysa oira, v'simcha, v'sosoin, v'kor. We were zeichet to light and happiness and super happiness. And then the final word is, v'kor, this yokor. We were zeichet to correct the problem, the pigam of Amalek, Haman Amalek. Haman Amalek is korcha, this krirus, this coldness, this keri. This is the tikkun for this, is this vikor, the tefillin. The Gemara says this refers to the holy tefillin, which represent shmiras abris, tikkun abris, and it refers to the holiday, the celebration of this holiday of Purim. We start, again, one of the beginnings of Purim is Parsha Zohar. We should be zohar. We who are privileged, who have the opportunity that they allow us into a shul. A Jew walks into a shul, he's supposed to stop. I remember watching my rabbi, Zichron Avrocha, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, he'd walk in up to the doors of the shul, he'd open the door and stop, slam on the brakes. And you knew that he was giving himself a few seconds to become totally aware of where he's walking into now. I'm walking into the throne room of Hashem. I'm going to be meeting now with the boss of all bosses. And to be totally conscious of what a privilege that is. So again, not to get distracted, not to forget where I am, not to forget who I am, not to forget what my mission is. We should be zeicher to go to shul with excitement and joy, and to listen to the words of Parsha Zohar. And when we're listening to those words, by hearing the words and concentrating and wanting to drink those words should go inside of us and affect all the cures for the keri, the krirus, to help us remember what we need to remember and forget what we need to forget, and to be zeicher, to get to the oira v'simcha, the light and joy and happiness of Purim, through which we'll be zeicher to get to see the final, the ultimate light and happiness with the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, Meherav Yameinu, Amen v'Amen.